Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America. Today is Saturday, August 31st, 2018. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Gibbs Dube. Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 Metam Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies. On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com. Here are our top stories this evening. The trial of MTCT Deputy Chairman Morgan Komichi, who was arrested for picking up dumped ballot papers in Zimbabwe's special election, appears to be exposing some alleged anomalies in the special vote conducted before the recent polls. President Robert Mugabe admits that Zimbabwe's land reform program of 2000 was chaotic. And journalists condemn the suspension of Newsday editor Constantine Chimakure.
We are deeply saddened and concerned by the fact that a colleague has been suspended from work. Of course, as a union, we continue to emphasize the need for ethical, professional journalism.
Officiating at the burial of former Cabinet Minister Kumbirai Kangai today, President Robert Mugabe admitted that Zimbabwe's land reform program of 2000 was chaotic. Thomas Tripasi has more details from Harare.
Mr. Mugabe told mourners at the burial of the national hero that his government's fast-track land reform program was not properly implemented. This is the first time that the veteran Zimbabwean leader, who has ruled the country for 33 years, has admitted that the land reforms were chaotic.
Well, we followed up anyway to the best of our ability, legitimized, legalized what needed to be legalized.
Economic analysts say Zimbabwe's economy took a downturn following Zimbabwe's agrarian reforms, which caused the displacement of hundreds of former white commercial farmers and thousands of their workers. But Mr. Mugabe blames sanctions imposed on him and his inner circle by the West following alleged human rights violations and election rigging for the economic nosedive. Turning to the July 31 elections, Mr. Mugabe said, Western countries such as Britain have never held credible elections such as those held in Zimbabwe this year.
The British themselves never have an election of this nature. Kunombo itas Bakera were places kwaanokandirwa ma eggs.
However, former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai of the Mainstream Movement for Democratic Change says the July 31 polls were fundamentally flawed and do not reflect the will of the Zimbabwean people. Mr. Mugabe said the country's wealth should be shared equally by all Zimbabweans, adding that only a few people should not benefit from the country's natural resources, such as gold and diamonds.
Nokuti hamutsigire musangano wedu kudya kwatinowodza kuuye kwamuri ayo hatidaro. Wese munhu weZimbabwe anosungirwa kwadaro batiro irworwo.
The president reiterated his statement that Mr. Tsvangirai and his MDC colleagues had no right to be buried at the National Shrine because they did not participate in the Liberation War and do not subscribe to ZANU-PF's ideologies. Mr. Mugabe said only people like Kangai deserved to be buried at the Hero's Acre.
Ayo, atidikuramba tichizvinzwa. Tachindisa nzvimbo yedu zvakanaka kuti ndepe magamba edu. Dropo moti imiwo nezvitototo zvenyu moda kuiswawo pano kwete.
Before Zimbabwe's independence, Kangai was arrested by the Zambian government on allegations of murdering veteran nationalist Herbert Chitepo, who ZANU-PF says was assassinated by Rhodesian security forces. After independence in 1980, Kangai was elected legislator for Buyera South constituency before his appointment as Labour and Social Welfare Minister. In 1984, he was appointed Minister of Industry and Technology before becoming Energy and Water Resources Development Minister. The deceased was the Lands and Agriculture Minister when the British government led by Tony Blair repudiated its responsibility to fund the land reform program, which then resulted in land invasions. The former cabinet minister is survived by his wife Miriam, 12 children and several grandchildren. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.